How to Be Confident Around Women. Published 27 September 2010. You hear a lot about confidence when people talk about what women want, what women like, what turns them on, etc. And it's true, being a confident man is pretty much the most attractive change you can make in yourself. But everyone says that, just be confident. How can you be confident when you're actually not? Hopefully this article can show you a few ways to start and begin making some changes. Understanding your beliefs. I'm not going to lie, developing confidence in yourself is something that isn't going to come quickly or easily. It involves a lot of introspection, self-awareness, and effort. The first of these introspective steps is to understand your own beliefs about women and, more importantly, about yourself. Here are a few places to start. Do you believe you are an attractive person? Why or why not? Do you think women are bitches, mean, or don't like men? Do you believe that having sex is wrong or unacceptable, especially if the woman isn't your girlfriend or wife? When you see an attractive girl with another man, do you assume it's because he has something you don't or because he did something you didn't? I'll go ahead and give you the right answers we're going for each of the above. Yes, because of X, Y, and Z, your three best characteristics. No, they're not. They're insecure like anybody else. Absolutely not. Sex is a natural and healthy expression of affection. You assume it's because he did something you didn't. You already have everything you need. If you don't have these beliefs right now, then you need to start hammering them into your head. Use affirmations. Write down a particular belief you want to adopt, and then every day go out and try to find 5 instances that prove that belief to be true. If you don't believe yourself to already be attractive, then that has to be fixed. No woman will find you attractive if you don't find yourself attractive. If you believe women are bitches and evil, then you're going to elicit that behavior out of them. If you believe sex is dirty or wrong, then you're going to be afraid to express your sexuality and constantly be stuck in the friend zone with women. And if you always assume other men have something you don't, then women will too. You may be catching a pattern here. Women look at how you feel about yourself to decide how to feel about you. So if you think you're short and ugly and women never like you, well, then every woman you meet is going to think you're short and ugly and won't like you. If you think you're absolutely amazing and women would be stupid not to date you, then the women you meet with will think the same. I know this sounds magical and new age-ish, but it's true and been observed many, many times. As humans, we subconsciously gauge at how other humans feel about themselves to judge how we should feel about them. Practice being unaffected and proactive. The sign of a guy who is not confident and not attractive is that he lets how he feels about himself be determined by how other people treat him and see him. So for instance, if you insult a guy who is not confident, then he is going to feel awful and get very upset. If you insult a guy who is confident, he is not going to really care because he trusts his own beliefs and ideas more than yours. This is how confidence is displayed to the world, not reacting strongly to other people's actions and opinions and feelings. Girl's boyfriend comes over and gets pissed off at you for talking to her. A confident guy apologizes and moves on. A guy without confidence will react, get back in the guy's face, and want to start a fight. A guy who is not confident will get rattled to rejection. A confident guy just moves on. There's a level of healthy detachment present in guys who are confident, and I think at least in the short term, it's good for guys to practice being detached from the outcomes when they go out. Meditation is great for developing this level of detachment. Meditation forces you to constantly observe and be aware of yourself, your emotions, your impulses, and your intentions. When you meditate, you really come to realize how often you're on autopilot and out of control. Meditation helps you to rein yourself in and calmly choose what you let affect you and what you don't let affect you. The whole non-reactive thing is funny in a way. A lot of guys, when I teach them this, the first thing they do is they go out and stand in a bar and do nothing. I'm being non-reactive tonight, but it's funny because by consciously choosing to be non-reactive in a bar, they are reacting to their environment. You end up with this zen-like situation where trying to be non-reactive makes you reactive. That's why I tell guys not to focus so much on not reacting as much as being proactive. Make your actions and attitudes based on internal desires and emotions, not on external attitudes and emotions. That's the goal. Again, this takes a massive amount of practice and constant self-awareness. But eventually you'll start noticing subtle changes in your behavior, not just with women, but all over your life. The only true way to build confidence. Now, this is the unfortunate truth that most guys don't want to hear. Everything described above is to help you fake it until you make it, so to speak. Practicing the exercises above will get you a nice head start and prevent you from making an ass out of yourself. But the painful truth is that lasting, long-term confidence is only built through one thing: reference experiences. What I mean by that is, you only gain confidence through positive experiences. You will only truly be confident with women after you've had enough positive experiences with women to make you believe, down to your core, that you deserve the positive attention and affection that you're receiving from them. Many of us aren't confident and are here because in our past we had negative reference experiences with women. Whether it was our mother, our ex-wife, or our ex-girlfriend, maybe they hurt us deeply, and so we seriously lack the confidence we need around women. Sorting through these negative feelings and emotions and undoing them can be massively helpful. If you have something like this in your past, I recommend some form of therapy. I went to a therapist for about 8 months in 2007, and it helped me immensely with my emotional issues and turmoil. I came out of it feeling much more confident and secure in who I was in my relationships. Are you frustrated by women? Get your dating life handled. Become an attractive man once and for all, without faking it or pretending to be someone you're not. Models, Attract Women Through Honesty has been referred to as the best book in the field by many, and has received 5-star reviews from all over the world. Learn more here. 3 big ideas that can change your life. Receive a free 21-page PDF with 3 life-changing ideas, as well as exclusive interviews and site updates. Enter your email below for instant access. Mark Manson is a writer, entrepreneur, and world traveler. He writes about empowering men through understanding their emotions and sexualities better. He is the author of. Mark has also created 3 interactive programs that have helped hundreds of men. IVE6.